Trinadapi sunichena, taror iva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama ivakivalam, kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. So, in human form of life, it is a special benediction. According to our Hindu Vedas, there are 8,400,000 species of, or bodies one can get according to one's karma. And the human form of life is the juncture, because it is in the human form of life that one has an opportunity for complete liberation. In the 8 million forms lower than human, there's no chance for liberation. One is more or less a captive prisoner of the modes of nature. And one evolves higher and higher until eventually one again takes the human form of birth. With the human form comes heavy responsibilities. Just as when you get a driver's license, now you are permitted to drive a car. Driving that car gives you lots of freedom, lots of mobility, lots of opportunity. But it also means very responsible I must be. It's also very dangerous. If one is inattentive, one can incur a severe accident, even death. So the human form of life is a privilege. It is grave responsibility. So, along with the human form of life, you have a great deal of independence and free will. Free will means you can make a right decision or you can make a wrong decision. God does not interfere with your free will. That is one of the messages of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna doesn't force Arjuna. He explains to Arjuna everything he needs to know. But the final words, yateshasi tata kuru, do as you like. And Arjuna's position is just like us. There are different paths we can take. There is the path following the mode of darkness, the mode of ignorance. Maybe you might know someone who's on that path. In my life, I have met many such people that they are walking down that path of ignorance, darkness. And they're thinking, I am happy. Then most people, they are walking this path of the mode of passion. How to enjoy to the fullest extent what this material world has to offer. I want to enjoy it to the maximum. Then a smaller percentage, people who are walking the path of the mode of goodness, the path of light. There is one Vedic mantra, Tamasi Ma Jyotir Gama. Come out of the darkness, go to the light. Go to this path which leads you to the path of liberation, the path of enlightenment, the path of self-realization, acquiring higher and higher knowledge. So that choice of which path, we are making that choice at every moment. By everything we do, by every decision that we make. Life means a series of constant choices. For instance, today, it was raining. You could have thought, you know what, I like Rambai, but you know, it's really raining. You know, I'm not going to go. But something inside you told you, all right, it's raining, but I should go. It is a good program. There'll be good food. So somehow or other you decided, you used your free will, and you chose to come here. So at every moment of every day, choices are there. And depending on the selection of our choices, we are creating our next chapter, our future karma, our next birth. Everybody here believes in a next life? Does anybody not believe in the next life? So you all believe in the next life. So therefore, I have to start thinking, no matter how late it may be, but I have to start thinking, where am I going? Where am I going to go in my next life? It's not automatic. You know from your own personal experience, just like Rambai's son is a doctor, right? So in order to become a doctor, he had to work very, very hard, lots of austerities. Did it come easy for Sonny? Was it easy? Huh? No.
His mom is a doctor too.
Yes. So, in order for Sonny to become a doctor, he had to make so many correct decisions, one after another, after another, after another. So similarly, if I want the next possible best life, then I have to start making calculated decisions how to get that next possible best life. Practically, that is given in the Bhagavad Gita. If I simply read Bhagavad Gita every day, the words of Bhagavad Gita will help me to make the next right, best decision, step after step after step after step. But I have to make a conscious effort in this regard. There's a nice description of Maharaj Parikshit. When he was ruling this earth, it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Maharaj Parikshit was always consciously surrendering to Krishna. Always consciously trying to surrender. Or in a similar vein, the followers of Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they had this concept of Vyarta Kalatvam. Not wasting any time. These six Goswamis were always questioning, am I utilizing this moment properly for Krishna consciousness? Always examining, always checking. So, if one wants the best possible next life, there should be a program of sadhana. Just like you go to the doctor. I went to the doctor on Friday. So they did an echo Doppler exam. It was very interesting. There was the doctor who was doing the test, and then there was this other doctor who just barged in the room and decided, oh, I'm going to start preaching to this guy. So while the exam is going on, this doctor is telling me his whole philosophy of life. He was born Catholic but raised Jew, and he likes a little Buddhism, and he was just going on and on and on and on. And finally, I was able to say something, and I said one thing, that sounds very interesting. He said, yes, I will bring you a book when I come back on Tuesday. And then the other doctor who did the exam was showing me, okay, see here, see here, see here, this is your heart. So they said, they gave me the prescription, keep taking your medications, lose weight, exercise, watch your diet. Otherwise, you're good to go. So, because they said, if you don't do these things, then heart attack, stroke. So, the doctor is my guru. I have to follow the advice of my body guru. Doctor is my body guru. So he can't make me. He can only guide me. He can only advise me. It's up to me to execute. That's why don't get mad at me if I eat very little today. Because I'm taking the words of my body guru very seriously. So similarly, we are hybrid. We're not just body, we're also soul. So therefore, one should have a spiritual guru or doctor. And that spiritual guru or doctor will tell you to have a balance. There must be a balance. Just like doctor will also tell, we have, how many doctors we have here in the audience? 12 doctors. I think I hit on the right topic, huh? So far, so good? Do you like what I'm saying? So the doctor will always tell you have balanced diet, yes? Should have balanced diet. Because they tell you that overindulging in one thing is not good, right? Should have balance. So similarly, there should be a balance between material and spiritual. There has to be a balance. My spiritual master used to say, it's okay to overeat when you're young, but not okay to overeat when you're old. Very bad. So there should be a balance between my bodily concerns and my spiritual concerns. So just as we see people, they join health clubs or they do rigorous exercise every day. So similarly, there should be spiritual exercise every day. I'd love to give this example. You probably have all heard of the famous athlete, Kobe Bryant. You've heard of that? Kobe Bryant. He's a worshipable demigod here in Los Angeles. So Kobe Bryant gets paid millions of dollars to bounce a ball and shoot it into a hoop. Millions of dollars. Just see Kali Yuga. He gets millions of dollars to whoosh. But in order to do that, it's a fact. He spends hours every day doing the same thing. In the sports world, they call it reps or repetitions. Whether you're a basketball player, football player, soccer player, whatever your athletic, my grandson is trained to be an Olympic swimmer. So he has to get up early in the morning, 4 o'clock. By 6 o'clock, he's in the pool, swimming laps. In the evening, again, He's back after school. Once again, he's back in the pool swimming laps. It's called reps. If he wants to be an athlete, he must do his repetitions. So if you want to become spiritually advanced, you also must do your repetitions. You must do your sadhana. You must do your spiritual practices. And it has to be done every day without fail. So, basically, in this age of Kali, it's recommended Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam. That the best spiritual practice that you should do every day is the chanting of the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this should be done every day. Morning time is the best time for a spiritual practice, because it's going to be easier. Doing spiritual practices in the afternoon or in the evening is going to be more difficult for you. So therefore, those who are serious spiritual practitioners get up early and they immediately begin their spiritual practices. Even Krishna, when Krishna was on this planet 5,000 years ago, when he was living in Dwaraka with only 16,108 wives only, even though he was being embraced by 16,000 goddesses of fortune, headed by Rukmini, when the rooster would make its sound early in the morning, Krishna would immediately get up from bed and begin his spiritual practices, showing the ideal example. So even God himself teaches by example the importance of rising early in the morning and performing your spiritual repetitions. Also, one should read some Vedic scripture, Bhagavad Gita or Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam, some stotra. But this has to be done every day without fail. Then you build up your spiritual, you become spiritually fit. And then you become with a taste. You get a taste for these spiritual practices. In the beginning, you might find it difficult. In the beginning, you may not, just like anyone who has not done any kind of physical exercise, when the doctor tells them, now you have to do this, this, they find it very difficult. Very, very, because they're out of shape. Some years ago, I had to go see a doctor I was referred to. So they did that test where you walk and they have all these things on you. I forget what they call it. Stress test, is that what it is? Yeah. So they made me do that. And the doctor said, you know what your problem is? I said, what? He said, you're out of shape. That's your only problem. You're out of shape. So he said, get out of here. Start walking. So in the beginning, it's difficult because we're out of shape spiritually. That's why you start off little bit. But you do that little bit every day. Just like I recommend for my students, those who accept me as their spiritual doctor, I tell them you should start off with one round of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Just do one. But do it every day. That's the key to success. Every day. And then after you get that as a regimen, gradually you'll get a taste. And on your own, you'll naturally want to go to two, then four. It's a natural process because you'll get a taste. So practically speaking, if we want to improve our spiritual life, then there must be this sadhana, spiritual repetitions. And side by side, keep the body, the car, fit. Prabhupada even told us, first priority is health. So you keep yourself bodily healthy and spiritually healthy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And anyone here, if you would like me to be your spiritual doctor, I do not charge. I'm free. And, in my humble opinion, I am the best bang in the buck. Rambai, does that satisfy your... You're happy with that? All right. So who should be our next chanter?